He's an idiot.
Well, but what would happen to private schools?
Now you get somewhere about being an idiot.
I think so.
No, that's actually my ideal, especially when you think about kids who have special needs, mm-hmm. who have, and all those needs can be very different. I think we should have as many opportunities and an abundance, a superabundance of opportunity to be able to meet the students' needs. Right now, and a lot of public schools and private schools have difficulty with that.
Yeah.
Where would Donald Trump be on this? Could he wave a wand, or does he? How much?
No, this would be more the state level.
Yeah, but it's got federal money involved, so we got
to. Honestly, I'd like to get the federal government out of that and all sorts of other things. Yeah. Let's get back to being locally focused.
Yep.
I'm tired of our focus constantly being on D.C. In fact, I think that's what divides us so much.
Oh, definitely.
And private schools wouldn't be needed if people really cared. Because look at Dave, Eddie, I know you heard me say this, but they got $1 million a month kids,
oh, yeah.
along with $700 a month kids, and they don't have one private school around that place.
Well,
it's only because them kids ain't feeling the love, man, and they come from places which you wouldn't even understand, and it's just a fact that somebody got to care for them, man. If nobody's care for them at home, and don't nobody care for them at school, guess what? They don't care.
That's my thing, Randall.
That, man.
Some of them just don't care. They send their kids to school because it's a babysitter.
Well, that's a whole other issue. Randall, I got to run, man.
Hey, take easy, Randall. See you, brother.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. Final hour here on this National Eat a Red Apple Day, right?
Yeah.
AIDS Awareness, International Awareness Day.
I have one of them apple beers later.
Rosa Parks Day?
That part I like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Biden introduces his economic team today, including former Fed Chair Janet Yellen as nominee for Treasury Secretary. She'd be the first woman to have that job. President Trump is suing over election results in Wisconsin.
The Trump campaign is claiming abuse of absentee voting affecting over 200,000 ballots. The suit a day after Wisconsin's Democratic governor certified Joe Biden's win following a ballot recount in Milwaukee and Dane counties.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A Centers for Disease Control panel meets this afternoon to discuss and vote on recommendations for who gets the first approved coronavirus vaccines.
The thought has been that initial doses would be directed to frontline clinical workers following whatever approval could come from the Food and Drug Administration in fewer than 2 weeks. Produced batches of the candidate vaccine made by Pfizer is already being shipped and staged around the nation.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our early December Arctic chill continues. In fact, today our high temperature may not make it out of the 40s, and that's pretty amazing. Breezy and cold today, lots of sunshine. Maybe upper 40s for a high temperature. Back to the deep freeze tonight. I think we'll make it down to perhaps the mid-20s for an overnight low temperature by dawn. Tomorrow, not quite as cold. High temperature up to about 56. More sunshine. We'll be in the upper 50s Thursday. Small chance of rain by late Thursday into Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors with a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Shop online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. As temperatures are expected to fall below freezing, the City of Montgomery and the EMA have opened a warming shelter. Therapeutic Recreation Center off of Augusta Avenue will open its doors again today from 3 p.m. to 8 a.m. The son of late Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams was killed in a car crash Monday morning. Troopers say that 32-year-old John Williams Jr. was driving a tractor trailer that was hit head-on by another car driven by 24-year-old Justin Grant of Georgia. That crash happened on Highway 31 in Conecuh County. Both drivers died at the scene. Montgomery Public School students will be returning to virtual learning on December 7th. Students will remain out of the classroom until after the upcoming holiday break. Those are some of this morning's top stories. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. From the Montgomery Newsroom, I'm Jalea Brooks.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, and I have to begin this final hour here on a Tuesday morning. It is International AIDS Awareness Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Eat a Red Apple Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Rosa Parks Day.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's also my birthday, and I just have to say thank you, Eddie. Thank you, Seth Spotlow. Thank you, Greg Budell. DJ Fresh. Thank you, Rosie. Thank you, Jay, and so many folks, Jack, Greg, Kurt, all these
Rich
folks.
Rich Thomas.
Rich, yeah, like all of you folks, like, yo, what did you, y'all got me a bass?
That's right, man.
And a bass amp?
That's right.
I've been wanting that. I guess y'all do listen to me.
We do listen. Now we expect some new funky new tunes coming out of
okay.
Here.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You slap that bass.
Yeah, I was slapping it a little bit just a second ago. That's—I mean, it felt a little obscene, but
I liked it.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
so much. Did not expect that.
You mean a lot to a lot of people. And not just me, a lot to me, but a lot of people really love Joey Clark. And, you know, we want to make sure.
Well, sometimes I need it because I don't love myself enough. Thank you, guys. Wow. That was not expected at all. Really not expected. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. We've got some more news to get here, but we'll go wherever you like in terms of calls. 272-9228. Who do we got?
We got
here?
Clint on line one.
Hey, Clint. Welcome.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Mr. Clark.
Thank you, Clint.
Good for you. You've got another year under your belt.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Hey, earlier you guys, I think I missed some of it, but the situation that you can't give to people.
That was the law initially, then that law got challenged, then the city had to settle.
Yeah.
I believe with SPLC about
it. $10,000.
Yeah, they were trying to criminalize people giving money to panhandlers,
right.
Folks asking for money.
Oh, who is they? People, the committee in Montgomery?
Yeah, the city of Montgomery.
Yep.
I think this
that
is
would
like
be a bad law.
This is came out right as Todd Strange was stopping and Mayor Reed was coming in.
Well, good thing they stopped it. That could come go as far as, you know, if I give to a charity. I would have to stop that.
Yeah, it was a dumb law. And there are other things you can do if somebody really is impeding traffic or distracting people on the side of the road. There are other laws that can take effect. But
they were designed to fail.
The idea of, you know, you can't give money to people is ridiculous.
That's too bad. If I'm going to buy Bader and Joey Clark a hamburger, dang it, I'll buy you a hamburger.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. All right, guys, have a good day. And have a good day on your birthday.
Thanks, Clint.
Take care, Clint. You know that law is right up there with the prostitute John law.
I mean,
you arrest the John.
All right.
And how's that worked out, Joey? Is prostitution wiped out throughout the U.S.?
I wouldn't know.
You drive down this road in front of here, right?
On Carmichael?
Yeah.
Like there are street-walking cheetahs on Carmichael Road?
I call them Greg's girls, but yeah.
Don't you do that. I love Greg. Greg's a friend of mine. Don't you dare throw that on him.
If you come out in the morning, I mean, they're there. They're there.
I had no idea.
Maybe you come from a different direction.
Well, I guess we do have these little motel hotels right here.
Yeah,
it's starting to make sense. Mm-hmm. Smooth operator, welcome.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good, how you doing?
I'm good. I hadn't called in for a while.
Yeah.
I listen as much as I can, but Joey, I just wanted to, I had to call in and wish you a happy birthday. Well,
thank you. Appreciate you.
I had one recently myself. They're not as special as they used to be. Thank you. It's just another year. I'm happy to be here, but I hope you have a good one.
Well, I've seen you posting on the Book of Faces with that lovely family you got of yours. Looks like you got a good life going there, so be proud of it.
Well, thank you. I've been backing off of that a little bit, and I think they blocked me because I can't get into my Facebook recently, but that might not be a terrible thing either.
I think you're in Facebook jail, probably.
I think I am.
Yeah.
But
you're not alone.
We'll get out of that.
You're not alone.
Good hearing from you, smooth operator. Okay.
Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, take care.
272-9228. Crawdad.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Crawdad.
I tell you what, I sat straight up in the chair and went, you got some nice friends. They gave you a bass and an amp.
Bass guitar and a big old amp. I don't think it'll fit in my car.
No, that's going to be the funny part. I think you should put that on the trunk. Strap it down to your trunk like a redneck and travel down the interstate.
No, maybe you should come back and tote it over to my house.
We're good, Joey, but we ain't that good.
Hey, you know, we have high expectations of you now, more so. There is a song I've learned a lot from a lot of you younger folks that not all of the music that's been produced recently is crap. Some of it's pretty interesting. And I was listening to a group called Limp Bizkit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. They do it all for the cookie.
Mm-hmm. And I was listening to this song, and I hear in one of the songs, a Limp Bizkit in there, all of a sudden, the singer quotes Shakespeare, "Heavy is the head that wears the crown." And I thought, This is Joey Clark's type of stuff.
I'm a straight up Limp Bizkit guy.
You know, he's eclectic. He's all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah,
but anyway, the song that when you tell me that you got the bass, that's the thing that came to mind was a song by Limp Bizkit called "Rearranged." It's got this really nice little bass piece in it, and you probably have already heard it. You know, dilly doo doo, dilly doo, dilly doo. Just think about it. And but anyway, Joey, happy birthday, and thank you for the good job that you do and have done there for that station. And they couldn't do without you, man.
That's the truth.
Well, thank you, Crawdad. I really appreciate it. And all these years of listening and calling and swapping music stories.
And some of the things that you've used, what do you call it, making your bumper music?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you got a bass. Let's see what you can do with it.
Exactly.
All right, then.
All right, brother.
Thanks, take care, Crawdad. Now, Joey, wow. Are you a Chili Peppers fan?
Yeah.
That's what I hope to hear out of that bass.
You mean the music group, not like just Chili Peppers
in
general?
Well, that too, but combo. But yeah, the music group. I'd like to see you grab a hold of that bass like Flea does and just...
Okay, sure. I'll get right on it. Yeah. Good God. I don't know what you expect of me here.
You got the tools, kid.
Yeah. No, thank you, guys. That is that's a big surprise. A bass guitar and amp and everything? Wow. I do have some fun ahead of me.
Yeah, you do.
I'll just be at Maybe home,
put down
sitting
books
alone in my room, slapping my bass.
That's what you need to do.
272-9228, folks. This hour of News and Views brought to you by James Cole and Cole Plumbing. As James Cole had me announce yesterday, it is getting very cold out there. So
yes,
you need
it
to
is.
Disconnect those hoses from the outside faucets, cover those outside faucets. I'm sure, Eddie, in your years, you've seen some people fail to do that. And some
plenty.
I've
crawled under many of my rentals where they have not done that.
Yeah, well, for the longest time, because my folks always took care of it, the place we lived at, mm-hmm. or I lived in apartments, it's like other people took care of it. I'm like, that's just an old urban legend.
Ah, Joey.
And then I finally got my own place. It was like, okay, we should probably, I don't want to have to deal with this. Luckily, it's never happened where I'm living. But yeah, folks, be sure with the colder weather, take care of those pipes, so to speak. And Cole Plumbing can help you out, though. If you do have an issue, especially a big issue like a burst pipe, Cole Plumbing is the place to call. Save their number because they can get right on top of it. 279-8919, 279-8919. You can also go to coleplumbing.com. Even if it's a small issue like a small leak, they can take care of that. But big or small, they have this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them with minimal discomfort to you and your home with precision and expertise to get in there and solve the problem, which means, bottom line, they're not going to have to dig up a huge hole in your yard, tear out a bunch of drywall inside of your home. No, again, with precision and expertise, they can get the job done with this special technology to Cole Plumbing. Or maybe you'd like a tankless water heater installed, or like new toilets installed, specialty toilets. They really do it all when it comes to plumbing, so check them out today. A great family-owned business goes back all the way to 1977. Check out Cole Plumbing today. Again, that number, 279-8919, 279-8919. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Wayne. Hey, Wayne.
Happy birthday, dude.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man, a bass guitar and an amp, huh?
Yeah.
If you have never heard of a gentleman named Stu Hamm, H-A-M-M,
mm-hmm.
Look him up and see if you can emulate him on a bass.
Stu Hamm.
Stu Hamm has played many, many, many times with guitar extraordinaire Joe Satriani.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. So this guy's, yeah.
Yeah, he's one hell of a bass player.
Man, yeah, some of these guys
You will like him. And, I'm kind of anxious to hear some bumper music from a bass guitar.
That's right. No pressure, Joey.
Looking forward.
Wow.
Joey.
Yeah, no pressure at all.
None at all. You're just going to move from one guitar to another.
There you go.
It's got
less strings. You got to pick this right up.
Not as many choices. Happy birthday, Joey. Have a great show.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you.
Yep.
Wow, well, here we need to hit a break. This became a little too focused
too much for you, buddy.
On me. Yeah, thank you, guys. Wow. But 272-9228, we'll get back to the news here in just a moment.
talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. And for this Christmas, for $99, we've made a gemstone diamond drop earrings. That's right, in all your birthstone colors. Unbelievably, only for $99. We do it in 14-karat white or yellow gold with the birthstone of your choice. Only at Marguerite's do we do a Christmas special for $99. Nobody else in the country touches us. We're in the Pepperidge shops. We're open every day to Christmas. Come visit us. Let us help you out. Don't miss up on the $99 Christmas special drop earrings.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. They're an iconic duo like salt and pepper, a hammer and a nail, or the holidays and awkward hugs. You can't get one without the other. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/20.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I guess this is my future. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to 10.
Are you a fan of Primus?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of different avenues to go.
Yeah,
now.
Johnny was a race car driver.
But welcome back to News and Views from 9 to 10. Thank you, guys. Especially, hey, Seth Spotla. I know this was your idea.
He's the man.
You and Eddie and Greg, as well as everybody else who pitched in, thank you so much. We have some news, breaking news out of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
As we talked about earlier. Well, and here's the deal. You'll see often with news headlines from the corporate press, Arizona certified their election.
Yeah.
The governor and secretary of state. Wisconsin, even after the recount, certified their election. There's no mention of the audit and what people are maybe finding from the recount in Wisconsin. And in many cases, you can't actually challenge the results until they're certified.
Oh, I did not know that.
Right. So, you know, They're trying to wear you down. Trying to wear you down with a lot of these updates. So today, President Trump's campaign, the Trump campaign, will file a lawsuit in the Wisconsin Supreme Court claiming the absentee voting process was abused in the state and affected approximately 220,000 ballots.
Wow.
The lawsuit comes after the state completed its partial recount and after Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers on Monday night formally certified Joe Biden as the state's winner. The legal team in Wisconsin, led by former Wisconsin Circuit Court Judge Jim Troupas, said the recount gave the campaign a unique ability to examine ballots. Troupas said the state's electoral votes, quote, likely won't change the overall outcome, but exposing exactly how the election process were abused in Wisconsin holds enormous value for this election beyond a victory for President Trump. Regardless, we're demonstrating that the results of this election unequivocally ought to be questioned. In the lawsuit, the campaign complains that officials on the Wisconsin Elections Commission and the city clerks of Milwaukee and Madison willfully disregarded the current statute and made conscious efforts to circumvent Wisconsin election law. This resulted in tens of thousands of votes cast well outside of the bounds of Wisconsin law, the campaign further claims. The lawsuit also claims that the law was violated several times through altered certification of absentee ballot envelopes, voting events called Democracy in the Park, where ballots were accepted, a lack of required absentee ballot applications, and unlawful claims of indefinite confinement that we were talking about earlier. Again, 160,000 plus people claimed indefinite confinement, and you could not use COVID-19 as an excuse.
So there's a lot of really homebound people in that state?
Well, now, for instance, they have charts of people who claim this status going back to 2010. There are a few thousand.
Okay.
And you can think of cases where people are immobile.
I just can't think of that many, Joey.
Right. To 100, to go from like 4,000 to... In 2018, it popped up to like 14,000 to 160,000 people claiming that they're indefinitely confined. In the legal action, the Trump campaign claims election officials accepted ballots without a required absentee application on file, even though the state's law requires that request forms be submitted before a voter can cast an absentee ballot. And such ballots must be called into question. So we'll see where this goes. It's quite possible the Supreme Court there in Wisconsin will shoot this down, but then it will be appealed once again. So it ain't over yet, not likely, but as I keep saying, not necessarily impossible. And that is from Newsmax, if you'd like to check it out for yourself. Trump lawsuit, Wisconsin absentee ballot abuses affected 220,000 votes. That is the latest action there.
What's that percentage? If you've got state population of Wisconsin is 5.6 million. So out of that, you got 150,000 people that...
Right.
That's a pretty good percentage there.
Right. And this is an odd news. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court is to hear a case not about elections. Bill Cosby's appeal. Bill Cosby's appealing?
Oh, there's been several of those kind of weird things slipping up lately. I can't think of the guy's Peterson out of California that killed his wife.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming up on appeal.
Man.
Right.
Thought that was over with Cosby in particular.
Yeah, well, if you're a lawyer, all this other stuff's going on. Now's the best time to try to slip stuff in.
Well, and then here's this headline that I thought was humorous, because I think it allows me to teach a little lesson here.
Okay.
Joe Manchin, you know, Democrat from West Virginia Senator. Joe Manchin rips AOC. That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Thank
you, good sir.
Thank you.
Manchin says of AOC, she's more active on Twitter than anything else. More active on Twitter, and this rift is growing between the two. I mean, not really shocking. Senator from West Virginia, congresswoman from essentially what, the Bronx?
Bronx, right.
Yeah, she represents. In an interview with the New York Times, Manchin blasted the progressive congresswoman, claiming she is more active on Twitter than in Congress. His words came after a November 11th tweet of his own where he had taken aim at calls to defund the police. He wrote, "Defund the police? Defund the police? Defund my butt." I didn't know anybody was financing your ass.
He is a senator, right?
No. I'm a proud West Virginia Democrat. We are the party of working men and women. We do not have some crazy socialist agenda, and we do not believe in defunding the police. Could you see Manchin jumping to the Republican Party?
That'd be... Boy, the pushback that he would get, the blowback, man. Yeah, I'm ready for him.
I just love that tweet. Defund the police, defund the police, defund my butt.
That's such a dad thing right there.
It really is. Of course, AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, fired back in a November 12th tweet in which she posted a photo of herself seated behind Manchin at President Trump's State of the Union speech. In the photo, she appeared to be giving Manchin an icy stare as he applauded the president. Oh.
Have you never been the victim of an icy stare?
Yeah, and people, unless you're my wife or like my mother.
Yeah.
Or maybe a close aunt.
Okay.
Doesn't work.
Really?
It's like, oh, you gave me a look. Oh, okay.
So it has no effect on
well,
you?
Well, I guess you're withholding the sex we're not having. Like, give it to... Oh, you're throwing shade my direction. Oh, I'm sure Manchin's shaking in his West Virginia boots. In a Tuesday interview with the New York Times, Manchin addressed the tweet saying, I guess she put a dagger stare on me. I don't know the young lady. I really don't. I never met her. I'm understanding she's not that active with her bills or in committee. She's more active on Twitter than anything else. Lauren Hitt, a spokeswoman for Ocasio-Cortez, told the newspaper that the congresswoman had submitted more than amendments than 90% of other freshmen. The congresswoman has earned a reputation as a tough, prepared member in committee hearings, the spokesman for AOC said. But here's the deal. What our representatives have become, whether they're members of Congress, whether they're senators, most of their job is to be a TV/social media personality. It really is what the job has become. And think about it. When they fail in public relations, they get egg all over their face.
Mm-hmm.
And they get, you know, called on the carpet for this. But when they're really good on TV, they get praise and accolades. For instance, we don't live in Louisiana, but how much do you love Louisiana Senator John Kennedy?
I kind of like the guy.
Because he's good on TV.
Yes, he is.
He's very theatrical and entertaining in committee hearings.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to be cross-examined by that guy.
Not really, no.
Because that accent of his is...
lure you in.
Yes, yes. Smart dude. Mm-hmm. He's a very smart dude. And so, like... But here's the point. Is the people who are good on TV, just look at our current president, are the people who end up wielding political power. And because AOC is good on social media... She wields more political power despite the fact that she's a freshman congresswoman from a heavily Democrat district in New York. And it's kind of sad that this is the reality of our republic. Do people actually deliberate and have real argument on the floor of the Senate or in the House of Representatives? No. I mean, they might deliberate in the back room a little bit, but most everything you see as they record these things for C-SPAN, it's theater.
Very much so. You don't think they know they're on tape?
Right. It's theater. So this is sadly what our republic has become. It's become, well, not so much serving the public, but, well, not in the way it used to. Sometimes you can serve the public by being a good TV personality. But it's something we need to change. I don't think we should be judging our representatives by who can put the best zingers out on Twitter or who's best on television. And I'm saying this keeping in mind who the president of the United States is. It's like a lot of folks said, Trump is not the disease. He's the symptom of something going on in our society and in our political culture in particular. And it's not what I think was intended with the founding of this republic.
Not at all.
And people keep saying, oh, it's a republic if you can keep it. Well, did we keep it? You keep it saying like, oh, this is a perspective or that you're warning people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. We still have it? Might want to double check that. David, welcome.
Hey, Joey. How are you?
I'm good.
What do you think the chances would be, say, if the Republicans lose one or both of the seats in Georgia, Mitch McConnell coming to the senator from West Virginia and saying, time to switch?
Oh, yeah. A high chance of that.
Yeah, I think it may happen. You know, Manchin is one of those Democrats that even if he did switch parties, he'd get reelected in West Virginia in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. And maybe he doesn't have to outright switch, but he could be a solid vote against a lot of the more radical things that have been suggested.
Oh, which he will be. I mean, those, you know, what he's saying. I mean, my wife's from West Virginia, you know, and I can tell you that West Virginians are basically very conservative people, pretty much like Alabamians are. And, you know, they like Manchin, the fact that he's a Democrat, basically the only blue dog Democrat left in the Senate.
Right.
You know, he, like I said, he could switch and they'd still reelect him in a landslide.
Yeah, and we'll see where this goes. It gives people a little more hope in the outcome of, you know, because right now Georgia doesn't look good with all these more absentee ballots, all these questions about the voting machines.
Yep.
Man, that's...
It's not looking good at all.
Seriously, somebody needs to investigate. I don't care about the outcome at this point. Somebody needs to investigate Brian Kemp. Because this isn't the first time he was involved with erasing voting machines in the midst of lawsuits.
Right, right. And somebody needs to keep their eye on the Secretary of State there as well.
Yeah.
So
Raffensperger.
That is just a situation that's just waiting to be exploited again by the Democrats. And, you know, if the Republicans aren't on their A game and they're carefully watching that, they're going to lose both those seats.
Absolutely. You know, if this was the 80s, Raffensperger would be getting a wedgie right now.
Isn't that the truth? So, anyway, have a good one, guys.
Thanks, David. 272-9228. Got to hit a quick break here. Go out. I'm gonna start slapping the bass more. Thank y'all for this gift.
Hey, Urbanite called. Let me tell you happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Urbanite. Thank you. More news and views from 9 till noon. When we come back, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Your business has made some changes. Phone calls, file downloads, video conferences. Your business is online all the time. It's kind of a lot of pressure on your internet service. A good partner can handle it. Wow Business's reliable internet starts at just $44.99 per month. Save even more when you bundle with a phone. We'll keep your business connected online all the time. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers subject to change. 2-year agreement required. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Say, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kinda scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and...
Oh, Bill, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
Pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our early December Arctic chill continues. In fact, today our high temperature may not make it out of the 40s, and that's pretty amazing. Breezy and cold today, lots of sunshine, maybe upper 40s for a high temperature. Back to the deep freeze tonight. I think we'll make it down to perhaps the mid-20s for an overnight low temperature by dawn. Tomorrow, not quite as cold. High temperature up to about 56, more sunshine. We'll be in the upper 50s Thursday. Small chance of rain by late Thursday into Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day. And we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones and talk to George. Hey, George.
Hey, Joey. There's two words that I had elected or chosen not to pay much attention to, and that's pressure and power. You mentioned a while ago about a member of Congress having power from using social media, and I have chosen not to pay any attention to what members of Congress do on social media. Therefore, they have no power over me. That's all just a bunch of made-up hoopla that is not real. And I hear about, you know, with Donald Trump, they said Trump is under pressure to concede.
Right.
What pressure? Nobody has his head in a vice. So the pressure is what newspaper or news people perceive as, you know, they see themselves as talking, and that puts pressure on Trump. Well, that's crap. And so is AOC. She's a fool, and anything she says means nothing to me. Therefore, I have chosen not to allow her to have power over me.
Amen.
The only people I care about is Martha Roby and her coming replacement, Richard Shelby, and Tommy Tuberville. And Tommy Tuberville, bless his heart, as a U.S. senator, he's going to make a decent football coach. That'll be it. So I don't recognize power and pressure because they don't really exist, do they?
Well, they exist to the extent you let them. And you're absolutely right, George.
Right. Yeah, to the extent that anybody lets them.
Yep.
And I see so many people get bogged down and worrying about what somebody said, and it does not amount to anything of any substance. What matters is, well, right now, what matters is the vote and the Electoral College and the canvassing and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know that Joe Biden has a Twitter account or anything like that, but he has press people putting out releases saying what he's doing, but he's not blasting away like Trump did and still does, and I didn't pay any attention to Trump either. Anyway, I just wanted to ventilate. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Thank you, sir. No, and that was some good ventilation going on right there. And I think there's a lot of truth to that, and that's really a big strategy of the press in particular. And a lot of what we're seeing in the last few weeks since the election is they have power as long as you give it to them. And the funniest thing is if you do look on Twitter, when journalists and reporters get hit hard mm-hmm. by people who have nothing but contempt for them,
mm-hmm.
they don't know how to deal with it. At least say this about like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, even AOC. When they get punched, they know how to punch back for the most part.
Yeah.
Now, you can also go back to that, you know, 2016 campaign where Donald Trump would punch some of these Republicans. They didn't know what to do. It's like, whoa.
Like Mike Tyson said a long time ago, everybody's got a plan until Mike Tyson punches you in the throat.
Well, it's stuff like where, and I think Trump, no matter if he remains president or Biden becomes president on January 20th, I think Trump changed the game fundamentally going forward and we're not going back to normal. For instance, think back to on the debate stage with Rand Paul. And I think Trump recognized Rand Paul's a threat to me because Trump is trying to get a lot of Rand's father's movement, the Ron Paul movement, into the Trump MAGA train. And it was a real block. It's like Rand would be the natural heir to his father's movement.
Mm-hmm.
Rand was actually hitting him effectively for the most part. Rand doesn't have the most charisma in the world. He's probably my favorite senator, but I know he's got a lot of flaws. But Trump at one point goes, Rand made a great point. He said, Donald, you are the nexus of cronyism and influence peddling and all this stuff. You're the guy who's been playing both sides. You've been getting all these special deals, whether with local or national politicians. I mean, you are the embodiment of all this cronyism we hate. It's a pretty damn good line. And it's actually it's a fairly good way to take on Trump. Though I think the best way to get under skin is keep saying you're not as rich as you think you are. That's a pretty good way with him. Though I think Trump is a very thick skin, so who knows. But Trump's response to Rand Paul, think about this, was, well, Rand, when you came and asked me for money and I gave it to you, we got along just fine, right? I was like, he just owned it.
Yeah.
And showed, hey, Rand, you're trying to be this guy who's holier than thou, claiming I'm part of the cronyism. You took my money, didn't you? And it's that sort of breaking of the political fourth wall that I'm going to call you by your first name. I'm going to call you Rand. I'm going to call you Joe. You're noticing other politicians doing that. It's not the honorable so-and-so from West Virginia. It's like, hey, Joe, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey, Alexandria, Sandy Cortez, how's it shaking? Oh, wait, sorry. You are demanding I call you the honorable congresswoman.
Why do you do that?
Pardon me. Yeah. It's a little much. But Trump has changed a lot of things. I think is warranted. I think we are so uptight about our politics that it was nowhere close to reality. And that's, again, it drove me up a wall. Seeing former President Barack Obama call on his supporters to gently, respectfully, but you know how gentle and respectful that'll be, browbeat social media in order to get the truth back to the place of importance it deserves. I'm sorry, and I say this with all due respect, Barack, President Obama, I do. I do not think truth should be adjudicated. I do not think truth should be decided on by a select elite in the corporate press, in big tech and media, and people in political power. It's not how truth works in a free country. This idea that you're going to go back and put the genie back in the bottle of only we at the big alphabet soup networks, we have the alphabet soup agencies and public health experts and, of course, presidents and congressmen and women and senators. Mm. We're the ones who will decide truth, and you plebs out there, just have to accept what we say, or we're going to brand you a conspiracy theorist. And if you rock the boat a little bit, say, like, if you're within the profession, we went over this earlier, Maria Bartiromo.
Right.
He's been having on Sidney Powell. Been having on these different folks who are looking into potential election fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Maria's been pretty reasonable because her questions are like, Sidney, when are we going to see the proof?
Right.
Mr. President, when are we going to see the proof? Rudy, when are we going to see the proof? Like, Maria's not just been like, consistent. Yeah, I believe every word you're saying. But here's how they do it, folks. If you rock the boat a little bit and you go off script just a little bit, what does CNN and Brian Stelter do? Oh, Maria Bartiromo's acting like Alex Jones. Again, Brian, I encourage you to go watch some Alex Jones.
Any Alex Jones. Any.
Maria Bartiromo ain't even close to that, but that's what they want to do. If you go off script a little bit, you're a conspiracy theorist. You go off script a little bit, you might entertain questions that millions of people are asking. Oh, but what happened to you?
They do that just to discredit them.
Yes.
And
exactly.
To instill doubt.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's exactly the game that's going on. Now, I think if we're going to have a free society where liberty is the number one goal of our politics, liberty, then you have to have freedom, well, as you find in the First Amendment. And I'm sorry, freedom of the press doesn't mean certain credentialed members of the press and who work at big tech get to decide what truth is. It's not what it means. In the internet age, it means Joey Clark can say what he wants on the radio and on his blog. And anybody else can argue with Joey about it, so to speak. So I hope it's a lot of people a lot smarter.
Is that your definition of liberty?
In one respect, when it comes to speech and publishing as you wish, yeah.
Can you give a quick...
What they're upset about is that the internet in particular has allowed more people to have more platforms and voices than they used to have. That's what they're upset about. And they're tired of this competition. So what they're doing is going to the people control the competition, going, hey, get in bed with us. We'll give you a lot of money. We'll treat you with a lot of prestige and power. And if you don't accept the carrot, we'll beat you with our big regulatory stick and we'll ruin your companies and essentially own you and run you. So you might as well accept the carrot. But let's just make sure none of this conspiratorial, hateful rhetoric gets out there.
Well, you know who else does that? The cartels. You can take my drugs or you can take my lead.
Right.
Either way, you're going to take it.
Yes, and it's plain as day what they're doing and what they're up to. And I don't think anybody who believes in basic liberties, you can be on the right and the left and be that way. I can think of, you know, again, Glenn Greenwald, Matt Taibbi, Alan Dershowitz, Jonathan Turley, not exactly figures of the right, though that keeps getting redefined as well.
Doesn't it, though?
I think the more you see people coming out and speaking their minds and just, as that was a great call by George. The idea that power and pressure only exist to the point that you accept it. If you really believe you're a free person, doesn't matter how many people are pressuring you, how many of your peers, how much power wants to look down their nose at you and call you a kook or a conspiracy theorist. So sometimes Alex Jones gets a little. Yeah. But I find it entertaining. I don't, like, think lesser of him. I'm more like, whoa.
That's his shtick.
I'm like, that guy has no chill.
Yeah.
None at all.
None.
None at all. It's like, relax, Alex. Relax. I think that's where one of the fights going forward will be, is as technology changes, the people who have always been in power, the elite, the ruling elite, want to maintain their control, and there will be new folks rising up saying, you know, actually, we can have a full conversation. And it almost seems like when you listen to the press or listen to people say in the education bureaucracy or just all the bureaucracy, democracy's great as long as people listen to our opinion.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, democracy's great as long as they're educated. So that's the thing. When democracy fails, we have to educate people more. And if that fails, we need to just do more of it and more democracy.
So when you say educate in a sense of they agree with me?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I see.
Yeah, you need to go into our government-sanctioned schools and learn the true thing, the truth. And by the way, to quote Norm MacDonald, the whole George Washington cutting down the cherry tree, he really spells it out. He's like, if I come home and I see my cherry tree drop down, and there's my son holding an axe, and he says, Papa, I cannot tell a lie, I cut down the cherry tree. It's like, okay, thanks for telling me. Why did you cut down the tree? But the first thing you said really freaked me out. You can't tell a lie? It's one of the ironies of life. Could you ever trust somebody who couldn't tell a lie?
Once they tell me that, no.
Yeah, you've got too many skeletons already. Right, yeah. Yeah, likewise.
Yeah.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Lies.
Man must learn to rise above principle.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. The This part of News and Views from 9 till noon brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, if you're looking to get those old memories brought into the digital future, whether old slides or videotapes, film reels, Dan Black Studios is the place to go. Call them today at 279-6036. It really is a great idea for Christmas, and you need to get on that now. It's already the 1st of December, so call them up today if you want to get those old memories, analog memories, brought into the digital future, because they're not just collecting dust. Those tapes, those old film reels, they deteriorate over time, so you want to preserve those before they're completely gone and lost in the ether or just in your own mind. Dan Black Studios can also help you out with, well, video production. Say you want to do a TV commercial or online branding video. In fact, Dan Black is such a pro that he was asked to help produce and put together the Roy Jones Jr. Mike Tyson press conference.
That's right.
Before the fight.
Great press conference, too, by the way.
Exactly, yeah. Dan Black really is a pro, folks. And over 38 years there at Dan Black Studios, they've earned that professional reputation. So whether you're looking for video production from the ground up, editing together raw video footage, or you're looking to bring those old memories into the digital future, call Dan Black Studios today. 279-6036, 279-6036. Or you can go online to danblackstudios.net or Dan Black Studios on the Book of Faces, otherwise known as Facebook. Like their page and be sure to follow them. Appreciate Dan Black for being such a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. So I mentioned earlier that CNN yesterday broke an exclusive vast trove of leaked documents showed China underreported COVID-19 numbers. You don't say, CNN.
Shocker.
What an exclusive. It's almost like people like that, you know, y'all have been browbeating people who might have suggested that in the past.
Right.
And we actually have the receipts. Given that CNN broke this news about China yesterday, well, they carried the water for China's propaganda for months. Months. For instance, here's CNN not that long ago. China has given a point-by-point rebuttal of the 24 preposterous allegations and lies that it said were fabricated by U.S. politicians and media outlets to shift the blame to China for the inadequate response to COVID-19. Thank you for that, CNN. That's a great one. The reality is that we could have been better off if China had been more forthcoming. That was Mike Pence, who CNN then ran China's response to. Yeah, and it goes on and on.
So that's the China News Network?
Yeah, we might as well. Clinton News Network.
Clinton, yeah, I've heard that one too.
I mean, we could start calling them the horse and buggy industry.
Pretty much at this point.
That's what I'm thinking they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and we got these new internal combustion engines.
Yeah.
They fit them in these things called automobiles.
What?
Yeah, well, it's now called the internet and other sorts of media. Like, here's a CNN headline from October. Trump has repeatedly blamed China for a virus that now threatens his health. This will make Beijing nervous. I mean, they constantly were second-guessing the idea that China was to blame for this thing.
They
are to blame.
Right, they were protecting China.
Right, but this is what they do. As soon as that narrative stops being useful, let's change the script back to where, oh, no, now it's useful to criticize the Chinese government.
It's funny, there's a lot of people that, since Donald Trump is maybe on his way out, that are saying, you know, some of those policies he had wasn't so bad. Maybe we ought to stick with a few of those.
Right. Well, Eddie, thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you for the basket.